RFA's Jeff Cooper says an announcement this week will determine ethanol's future in energy policy.
Determinations of eligibility for that tax credit come down to the carbon intensity of the fuel. And to measure carbon intensity, you have to have a model. It really is the issue that will make or break the sustainable aviation fuel opportunity for corn producers and ethanol producers. If we end up getting stuck with a bad model and a misrepresentation of the carbon footprint of corn ethanol, that market is going to be closed to us. On the other hand, if we do end up with a version of the GREET model that properly characterizes what's happening in our industries today, it could open the door to a enormous opportunity for agriculture and renewable fuels moving forward.
Two cabinet members will be at Commodity Classic this week. I'm Jeff Nally.